So you might be using pesticides on your lawn right now. And of course, the pesticide industry says that's okay. The industry says the chemicals are safe to use on the lawn if you use them correctly. Alan James is president of Responsible Industry for a Sound Environment, or RISE. It's a trade group for pesticide companies.
If individuals or professional applicators read the labels and follow the labels, the likelihood of misuse of pesticides is virtually zero, because the labels provide all the information that a consumer or a professional needs to properly apply the products both efficiently and safely.
But the problem is, not everybody reads the label. Alan James says if you're hiring someone to spray your lawn, you should make sure they're certified and insured. You should also take your kids' and pets' toys off the lawn before they spray. But a lot of people say there's no point in using chemicals just to make your lawn look good. Jay Feldman is with the group Beyond Pesticides. He says of the 30 most common lawn pesticides, most of them are suspected by the Environmental Protection Agency to cause cancer, birth defects, or other health problems.
There's a range of adverse effects that are indicated as a part of the pesticide registration program at EPA. EPA knows this information. Why not remove pesticides from the equation, especially in light of the fact that they're not really necessary?
There's a movement to stop using pesticides in North America. Both Ontario and Quebec have banned the sale and cosmetic use of pesticides. So if you're not going to use pesticides, what do you do? That's a question Kevin Frank gets a lot. He's an extension agent at Michigan State University and an expert on lawns.
I love to mow my lawn on the weekend because nobody can call me on the phone or email me with questions.
He's been showing me green, healthy test plots of grass and some that look sad and neglected. The scientists here have been working to find ways to have good-looking lawns without a lot of chemicals. Back in his office, Kevin Frank says he tells people they shouldn't be afraid to experiment.
Would you have it within you to let it go for one season and see what happens? And it could be ugly, so you got to be prepared for that.
He says a healthy, dense lawn is actually really good at fighting off weeds and pests all on its own. So how do you get a healthy, dense lawn without a lot of chemicals? Frank says it might take a couple years to get there, and it means going against conventional lawn advice.
We've done a great deal of research up here at Michigan State that essentially runs contrary to what the what I call turf dogma of, you know, water deeply and infrequently. And we've shown that if you do it on a more frequent basis, you end up with a healthier plant overall.
He recommends watering lightly, just 10 minutes every day, instead of soaking the lawn once a week. Frank says it's also good to fertilize twice a year, use a mulch mower, and mow high instead of giving the grass a buzz cut. He says that could make your lawn so healthy, it might mean you won't need to spray or hire someone to spray your lawn. He says the biggest adjustment in reducing pesticide use is managing your expectations and deciding how many weeds and bugs you can live with. For the Environment Report, I'm Rebecca Williams.